are, as you know, working to meet the food assistance needs of the million people who are now internally displaced across South Sudan as a result of the ongoing fighting and conflict in the country. What we saw in Malakal was a ghost town, a city that all of the residents have abandoned their homes because of the threat of violence and are now living either in the UN facility or they are walking trying to find assistance, many of them now in neighboring countries. Imagine this. Many of them are living walking distance from what was their home, and now they're living in a tent in a UN facility with no access to food other than what we are providing.
How long do you think they will be able to sustain themselves like this?
We are completely dependent upon donor contributions to support our work that will ensure that these people do not go hungry, that we meet the nutrition needs of children for the length of the conflict. The reason we went to South Sudan, Tony Lake, who's the head of UNICEF, and I last week, was because it's those people who are living in the areas outside of the cities, in the rural areas, the more remote areas where we have no UN camps that we have limited access to because of the conflict in Unity State and Jonglei State in Upper Nile that we are worried about. Well, we have teams that are going out and working to try and meet the food assistance needs of people who are in the bush, who otherwise are depending on eating the wild roots and drinking water from the Nile because they don't have access to food and water.
There are other hot spots across the continent as well. Can you tell us about some of them, such as the drought in Somalia, how that's affecting people, and the instability in Central African Republic is also another big concern.
Today is not yet at crisis level, but we are watching the escalating challenges of food assistance as a result of the drought. And it is an area that, as you know, in that southwestern area of Somalia, the international community still has very limited access there because of al-Shabaab, but we are committed to trying to reach as many people as possible in Somalia. In Central African Republic, because of the ongoing fighting between the Seleka, the anti-Seleka and Balaka forces, there are areas outside of Bangui that we have very limited access to, which is forcing many people to leave Central African Republic and go into Chad and Cameroon, where we are working to meet both the food assistance and nutrition needs. It's a very, very challenging time in the humanitarian response community because we have an unprecedented number of ongoing man-made conflicts where the victims of those conflicts do not have regular access to food. We're concerned about the growing challenges of Nigeria that are forcing people across Cameroon into Chad. We're seeing more people moving in that area. And you also have Mali, which northern Mali continues to be a man-made conflict that affects populations and forces them to move, while simultaneously you have the challenges of climate-impacted food insecurity in Somalia, and we are now watching West Africa in Liberia and Sierra Leone, where not only do you have the challenges of flooding in those areas, but you also have the challenge of Ebola.
How does Ebola or the threat of Ebola affect food security?
Well, anytime you have a challenge that impacts the movement of populations that are rural populations that are dependent upon access to markets to meet their food assistance needs, you have the potential for a food assistance challenge. We are continuing to operate in those areas. We have teams both in Sierra Leone and Liberia today, and those teams are continuing to work. We're working with WHO to report the performance of that work with the appropriate safety on tools in mind to ensure that our humanitarian workers are not impacted by the health challenges there while they still work to meet people's food security needs. But I think that we are at the beginning of what could be an escalating food assistance challenge as this health challenge continues to increase.